Hey everyone, and welcome to For Your Benefits. I'm Amanda Hefner, Vice President of Client Services for Century Health, and today I'm talking with Lauren Perry, President of Community Bank Services and Senior Vice President of the North Carolina Bankers Association. Hey Lauren, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me today.
Can you just share a little bit about yourself and the work that you do?
I'm President of Community Bank Services, and that's the for-profit subsidiary of the North Carolina Bankers Association. And we provide endorsed services to the NCBA member banks. And that really includes a wide range of products and services from fintech vendors, merchant processing, all the way to payroll, retirement plans for our member banks here in North Carolina. And CBS is also the administrator of the NCBA Group Employee Benefit Program, which provides medical, dental, vision, life, disability, and even long-term care insurance to our members at over 36 banks here today. The NCBA Health Benefit Trust is a medical plan that we offer to our memberships, which is one of our core services. And that is a 501c39 VEBA trust. And so we're regulated in North Carolina as a MEWA, so as a multiple employer welfare arrangement. And so through that medical program, we have our relationship with Century Health.
So benefits is a really big part of what you guys do, obviously. So we're excited to talk to you today about the importance of good health and well-being in the workplace and how a virtual care benefit can meet the needs of employees in an affordable yet high quality way. So let's talk about some of the benefits that North Carolina Bankers Association offers its members. Today, employees have really come to expect that they'll be taken care of by their employers, and that means solid benefits, positive opportunities to improve their health. How has NCBA embraced better health and well-being for its members?
So we've embraced better health for our members by really initiating a lot of risk management programs within the medical plan. And we've been doing this for a long time, but as of recently, you know, due to the pandemic, virtual care has become increasingly popular. And so employees have adapted to video conferencing. They're much more comfortable using a virtual environment for their work needs, their personal needs than they ever have before. So I believe that providing, you know, that convenient access to the quality care is a key element to fostering a healthy workplace, increasing employee satisfaction, and controlling costs in the health plan as well.
I know you and I have talked a lot about some of the personal experiences that you've heard from members, colleagues, and you've even told me about a personal experience you've had. Can you talk a little bit about some of those experiences that those members have had with virtual care services?
We really have gotten a lot of positive feedback from our members, and we even recently just had a participant describe their experience as life-altering. So with Century Health, which is great. We love hearing that. And as part of her little testimonial that we've done over in the past was, you know, she said the convenience of being able to get all my physical and mental needs in one place has been instrumental in helping me balance the demands of work and life. I like that I can easily schedule a visit by selecting from a pool of highly qualified counselors, and there's a zero copay. The availability of my therapist, personal trainer, and dietitian always works well with my own availability, and everyone I've met with over the last 6 months has been professional, kind, and care about my mental and physical well-being. I'm happy that our health plan offers this wellness benefit, and I'm pleased with the services rendered. My mental and physical wellness are crucial to ensuring that I'm always the best version of myself at all times. And that was her testimonial. And I thought that was really impactful because it shows that whole person approach to wellness and well-being that y'all
have. She mentioned mental and physical health several times. And I think that's really important to virtual care and what we can offer, what Century Health can offer, that it's not all about losing weight or getting in shape or even, you know, developing a healthier diet, but there's a big piece of it is mental health as well. And that's one thing that we've seen and kind of across our book of business is the increase in utilization of mental health. Do you have any comments or feedback on that at all?
Amanda, as you know, you see the numbers, and we are certainly in that same boat with your other clients, that we're seeing a huge uptick in utilization in the mental health space. And we get great feedback from members about that. It's that, again, it goes back to that access of care. A lot of our members are located in rural areas. They're not therapists nearby. And if there are, they're not taking new patients. And, you know, by the time something's bubbled up, you know, they can't get the help that they need timely, which then, as we all know, causes other issues. And then it's just that domino effect, and it compounds until then that member has developed, you know, a serious chronic condition or a more serious mental illness. So it's really important to give them that access and to have it as a team that is communicating and working together.
I'm glad you mentioned availability. I think that that's another important piece of virtual care. You know, trying to get an in-person appointment with any type of provider these days, you could be looking at 6 months to a year out, which is, like you said, can develop into more serious problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, with this, we're finding that members are able to get appointments quickly, and the providers are spending 20 minutes to an hour with them, depending on the type of service and whatever's needed. And you're not getting that from a brick and mortar.
So you and I have talked about your personal experience with virtual care and with Century Health. Would you mind sharing some of that here?
So my journey with Century Health actually began in 2020, when I was offered a trial membership while evaluating the service for the NCBA Health Benefit Trust. And at that time, I was adjusted to having a second child while working full time. And this was all in the midst of the pandemic. And I just kind of needed help with work-life balance. I said, this is something, I'm just giving this a trial run. So I said, let's work on finding some balance there. And, you know, I was overwhelmed, I was exhausted, I had no time for myself. And interestingly enough, my health advisor asked me, her first question was, well, when did you last feel your best? And so I responded, that is BC, before children. So getting, as you can imagine, getting a full night's sleep and waking up to go on a long walk before getting dressed for the day had become a very distant memory. And I was having a hard time with that. But since I did have two beautiful children that, you know, I adored, and I have a lot to juggle with work and with all the school closings, and during the COVID pandemic, you know, I had to find a solution. So she helped me establish a vision statement, and we set very short-term goals that would ensure that I carved out some time each day for me. And that plan involved an amazing babysitter and having to delegate some responsibilities, which is out of my comfort zone, but it was necessary for me to be a better mother, wife, and employee. So we implemented WellView, now Century Health, in 2022 for the NCBA Health Benefit Trust. And I started working with a different health advisor, and this time it was on a new challenge, which, simply enough, potty training and managing toddler tantrums. It's certainly not what you would expect when you think traditional wellness program, lose 10 pounds. But in reviewing the main sources of stress that were in my life at the time, that's just where we landed. So once again, we established a specific plan with measurable goals, and it worked. So having accountability, it played a big factor in my success with my daughter. And I gained a great sense of empowerment by just achieving those goals. And they were simple goals. Some people might not have to set that as a goal, Amanda, but you know what? I did. So I did. And I think the moral of the story here is that, you know, overcoming really small obstacles, even though they may seem small, they may be a big obstacle for that individual that is preventing them from being successful at home and at work and in other, you know, social interactions. So it really improves your overall health and well-being just by overcoming those obstacles and having that accountability of the health advisor that plays the biggest role.
I think that accountability, and also you mentioned achievable goals, is really important. And that's how people obtain success, and having somebody help you set those goals. When you and I talked a couple of months ago about the potty training and the tantrums, you know, you mentioned, I never thought that this would be kind of my health and well-being, but that develops into stress and anxiety, and all of those things affect your work and your home life. And it's really just a trickle-down effect. So I'm glad that you had services available that could help you work through that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes you just need someone that's not your friend or your mother or your family member that told you how to do something. Sometimes you need a third party.
So what advice would you give employees who are hesitant to use virtual health and well-being services? I know that some concerns or barriers that we've heard from in the past can be concerns about confidentiality or not really sure how to get started. What advice would you give those employees who have those concerns?
Well, Amanda, I would just advise them simply just to give it a try. Because once you have that first experience with virtual care, whether it be calling the teledoc for a pink eye, and you're sending the photo of the pink eye and you need the drop, whether it be that or whether it be through Sentry Health, once you give it a try, you're going to realize it's the most convenient way to access care, and you're in the comfort of your own home. I mean, it really doesn't get any better than that. Once you do it once, it's a no-brainer.
What about any advice you would give to employers who are looking at enhancing their benefits or considering adding virtual care to their existing employee benefits plans?
You know, I would encourage employers also to give it a try, consider adding it, even just as a trial period or for short duration, because it's an overall risk management strategy is the way that I see it. You have to look at the big picture when you're managing a population and managing costs. Number one, as we just mentioned, the cost of virtual care is significantly lower than a brick and mortar. So comparing apples to apples, if your employees have the same visits, you're automatically going to see a cost savings there. And then out of those employees that actually engage with the service, you're going to, you know, reap dividends from that, because they are going to be a happier, more satisfied employees. They're going to be taking less PTO because they're now taking these calls from the comfort of their own home.
More productive.
Yeah. Less time off. They are, you know, they're able to kind of work on their overall health in a way that they've never been able to do before, because they're used to scheduling appointments with multiple providers who don't communicate with each other. And you have 3 minutes once you're in there with that provider, sometimes 30 seconds, you never know. And it's not working. You know, the system is broken and the system is not working, and costs continue to increase. And so as an employer, if you want to manage that cost, you can't just keep doing the same thing. So you have to be innovative and you have to look for different solutions. And I personally feel like virtual care is that solution right now.
Well, you and the North Carolina Bankers Association has done an awesome job implementing it. And we've seen a lot of success with your members and hope to continue that in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you, Amanda.
So that wraps up this episode of For Your Benefits. We hope that you enjoyed today's conversation. If you like what you heard today and want to hear more, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. We'll continue to keep you updated on what's happening in the world of employee benefits. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.